I got 25 copies of the DVD on Blu-ray of the Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution, to the next 25 TextTime Club members that text me at 646464. Excellent job, Stanley Nelson. Excellent job. This documentary is excellent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. What did you think of Beyonce's Super Bowl performance?
Well, I was stunned. I knew nothing about it. And you know, it's very hard for me to separate myself as a filmmaker who has a film coming on tonight about the Black Panthers from Beyonce's performance. So as a filmmaker, I was like, yeah, this is the best advertising I could ever get for my film. So I have to admit, my reaction was pretty self-serving, but I thought it was amazing.
Check your local listings. It's PBS, and it's called The Black Panthers, Vanguard of a Revolution. What do you think the Black Panthers would be like today if they were around for Ferguson or Eric Garner in Long Island or Trayvon? What do you think the Black Panthers' role would be if they were around today?
I think it would be very much like Black Lives Matter. I think that they would be using phones rather than guns. I think that, you know, they started out policing the police. That's how they started out in Oakland, California, because there was an open carry law and you could carry guns. So I think maybe where there were open carry laws, they might be doing the same thing, policing the police with guns. But I think wherever, you know, phones and cameras are doing that job of the policing the police now.
What about the new Black Panthers? What do you think they would think of them?
I don't want to go into that. I should just say that the new Black Panther Party has no relationship at all to the Black Panther Party that we're talking about in this film.
So one of the descriptions I heard of the video of your documentary, and I haven't not seen it yet, but it says it will change the way that you think about the Black Panthers. Did it change your view of the Panthers?
Yeah, it did. It changed it in so many ways. I mean, one of the things that's said in the film is that I think, you know, shocks most people is that by the early 70s, the Panthers were majority female. And that's something that you know, that's not the image that you see in here. So
sure.
That's shocking. I think it's amazing how young they were. You know, the average age was probably under 20. So these were teenagers, you know, who were Black Panthers. I think the other thing that is very clear in the film is that J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI went after the Panthers. After the Panthers to destroy the Panthers. And not only did it, but they documented it. So we use memos from J. Edgar Hoover where he says to his FBI agents, you know, do anything that you can think of to destroy the Panthers. Just don't let it get back that it's the FBI doing it.
Wow. So how do you think that people are reacting not only to the Panthers, but could they have coalesced with Black Lives Matter to really affect a change today?
I think so. I mean, one of the things that we've done with the film is, you know, we were released in theaters in the fall, and we've done a lot of screenings, and we've paired Black Lives Matter members and with Black Panthers to kind of have a crosstalk to audiences after. And there's really a lot of similarities to what they were trying to do. So I think that, you know, I think the one thing that people don't understand is that the Panthers were not kind of isolated by themselves. You know,
they were part of the community and all of that.
Yeah,
they were part of the community, and they were also part of this general, you know, struggle for civil rights that was going on at the time. The Panthers were probably at one extreme end, but they were part of this civil rights movement that was going on.
Could they have held off in a compound the way those Jokers did in Oregon and had the same outcome?
I'm not sure what the final outcome will be for the people in Oregon. I hope they go to jail like they should. But in the film, one of the most startling scenes is a shootout that the Panthers had in L.A. with the police. And the Panthers had, knowing that the police were about to raid, had sandbagged the wall of their headquarters so that the police bullets couldn't get in. And the Panthers had shooting ports, and they were shooting out. And it was a real pitched gun battle that went on for 5 hours. And because it went on for so long, the news cameras got there. So this is all documented. You know, you see it in the film.
You've got some great clips
shooting at the Panthers. So you know, they held that off for 5 hours until they pretty much ran out of ammunition.
Finally, Stanley, what do you say to people that compare the Panthers to hate groups like the KKK?
I mean, again, it's very clear in the film. There's a great clip of Bobby Seale from back in the day who says, you know, we don't hate anybody. You know, we don't hate anybody because of their color. We hate police brutality and the destruction of black communities. Over and over again in the film, you see Panthers speaking, and there'll be thousands of people in the audience, and the audience is 90% white. You see, you know, Asians and Latinos, you know, carrying signs in Japanese and Chinese and Spanish in support of the Black Panther Party. So I think that one of the things that J. Edgar Hoover said he wanted to do was isolate the Panthers from the community. And I think what he's done is kind of isolate their memory. So we have a selective memory of the Panthers, of them being this group that they really were not. And I think the film tries to look at the Panthers in a very nuanced way.
It comes on tonight on PBS.
Got to check that out.
Check your local listings.
The Black Panthers, Vanguard of the Revolution. Congratulations, Stanley Nelson.
Yes, Stanley Nelson.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.